Episode 25, Text Help. Text Help has been around for a long time and is one of the most comprehensive and useful assistive technology tools to help students and to help others with dyslexia needs to write and show their ability. Text Help is a suite of tools and sits on a toolbar on a PC, or it is a keyboard that works on an iPad through Read Write app. With all of these tools, there is the ability to make work more exact, more accurate, and more able to show the ability of the user rather than the disability. So the kind of tools that it employs is that there is text-to-speech, which will read any website, any piece of work, any writing. As it's a toolbar, it sits across all applications being used and enables the user to access any of their chosen methods of working or tools or apps with the aid of these tools. Another aspect is word prediction. Work can then be flowing in the flow of the writing and is a fluency tool, but also is a useful accuracy tool, giving words that the student wants to have or the pupil wants to have listed in their work and to enable them to have accuracy. There are also conversions to music. Not music, but sound, MP3, so the student can listen again to their work or any kind of work that can be played through that and converted to MP3 format. Teacher notes, all kinds of methods. Then there is research tools, which enable the student to pick up items from the internet, color code them, and have them collated and brought into a complete work, including the citations and the listings involved with that. So these comprehensive tools are essential to enabling quality work to be done. And therefore, that is why Text Help is such a useful tool. It's used widespread across the world and is incorporated through Read Write app into Google, and it is therefore used in Google Docs for education. Text Help also produce a plugin for websites called Browse Aloud, and Browse Aloud enables a website to be spoken, to have an enlargement of the text at the top window, that it pulls in the text and reads it a line at a time. And that brings me to the last point, that there is a screen filter which allows the user, both in Browse Aloud and in Text Help, to be able to scan their work and to follow the line of text. It is a common known fact that and dyslexics and some young children find it difficult to separate lines. Therefore, one tip that I would say is very useful is double space or 1.5 gap between each line is very helpful to dyslexic user, so that they can pick up the text and follow rather than seeing a wadge of text. Now, all of these things are incorporated into Text Help, and I hope that this particular session will have shown you what this tool could do, and I would consider it as the Rolls-Royce of assistive technology to enable dyslexic pupils and students to achieve what their goals are. So thank you for listening to this episode of my podcast. Goodbye for now. Speak to you next week.